Track 3, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz. Yes, it's now that moment you've been dreading, the quiz. This time, though, we have another set of questions about Norfolk, so you shouldn't have any trouble with this. Here's Dorothy.
Well, after last month's Just Talk 1970s pop quiz, we thought some questions on Norfolk would jiggle up the old grey matter. All About Norfolk proved popular a few months ago, so here we have 10 questions on categories such as literature, business, people and sport. So, to start us off, we have 2 questions out of 10 on the theme of transport. Question 1. What is the name of the man who founded Hethel-based Lotus Cars? Question 2. What type of aircraft were famously based at Pulham St Mary Airfield? Now, 2 questions on literature and music. Question 3. In what Norfolk town was Black Beauty author Anna Sewell born? And question 4. The village of Thursford is home to a collection of what type of instrument? In case you thought Bob was getting soft with easy questions, try these 2 about business and technology. Question 5. What is the name of the famous confectionery firm based in Norwich, which was sold to John McIntosh & Sons Limited of Halifax in 1932? And question 6. Norfolk had what is thought to be the first English provincial newspaper, printed between 1701 and 1713. What was it called? OK, here's a couple of questions about Norfolk people. Question 7. Which famous literary figure was elected as MP for Castle Rising in West Norfolk in 1673? And question 8. Name the recent Oscar-winning actor who was born in Norwich. Finally, our last 2 questions are about Norfolk sport. Question 9. What Norfolk football team is known as the Linnets? And question 10. What is the name of the county's champion wheelchair tennis player? OK, you can now play these questions again. Just to make sure you got them all correct. I'll be coming round to check scores. No, not really. The answers will be on a later track, and I wish you good luck with them all. Bye for now.
Thank you, Dorothy, and we'll be waiting with eager anticipation for the answers.